from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Anti-government demonstrations in Haiti. Supporters of former president said to be fueling unrest. Jamaican court rules against lawyers seeking to legalize marijuana use on religious grounds. And story of CIA involvement in inner-city drug sales admitted to be false. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There were further demonstrations in Haiti today, which resulted in damage to property and vehicles. One policeman was killed last night in an incident related to the disturbances. What began earlier this month as a strike by teachers soon escalated into protests against the government of President René Préval. The more serious trouble began Monday when a group of students demanded that school restart. The demonstrations centered on their school caused damage to buildings and cars and resulted in several injuries. Reporter Michael Norton described what happened today.
In a 1 or 2 kilometer radius around that high school, we have violence. We have car windows broken. We have cars burned. We have stores dilapidated, stoned, and a lot of people hurt in the mayhem. Last night, a police officer was killed on the way home from work, and it was near a flaming tire barricade. There is in this chaos a very definite political direction.